Got one here from Brian, probably for you, Dominic. Brian Shelf has emailed in, chris@nakedscientist.com, if you'd like to get in touch with us via that route. He says, is it possible that in intergalactic space a sun can form, like out, you know, a star, from a cloud of gas or something that's just outside a galaxy? Or can a star actually be ejected from a galaxy and establish itself in intergalactic space?
To take the first question first, stars form from clouds of gas that we call molecular clouds, and they form when the gravitational self-attraction of that cloud is stronger than the gas pressure which is pushing that cloud outwards. And you can get a sort of chronic failure of gravity where the whole cloud collapses down to a tiny point and begins fusion and becomes a star. Now, it's actually quite difficult to trigger that initial condition that this cloud is dense enough to collapse down. And you generally need something to give it some kind of compression to get the process started. And probably one of the most likely candidates would be another star nearby going supernova. Or if you're in a spiral galaxy like the Milky Way, if you're orbiting around the Milky Way and you travel through one of the spiral arms, that's a density sound wave. And as you travel through that sound wave, you're compressed and that causes a star to form. Now, intergalactic space, there aren't really any processes that could cause molecular clouds to collapse down like that. And so I'm certainly not aware of any theories that would allow stars to form in intergalactic space. But it's certainly the case that stars can be ripped out of galaxies and then become free-floating in intergalactic space. If, for example, two galaxies come very close to one another, then the outskirts of those two galaxies can be thrown off at high velocity into intergalactic space, and they form what's called streams, which are long strings of stars stretching out of galaxies into galactic space.
Like a long string of fairy lights. Dominic, thank you